What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Good morning, millennials.
Happy Friday. Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Hey, Claude, I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask you anyway. How are you, Dern?
It's Friday. It's so bright in the studio. I never really realized these lights are very powerful.
No, that's the point of them, to be powerful and to shed light on the situation.
And I'm so excited to shed light with you this morning, but I'm just not here in a spiritual sense.
Yeah, I understand.
Physically, of course, I'm here. How could you miss me? But emotionally, I'm elsewhere.
I understand. And so where are you, would you
say?
In
a hospital. Emotionally, I'm in a hospital.
Okay, so what's going on with you? What's new with you? Tell us about how you're feeling.
Nothing. I'm really sick this morning because I'm such a good sister. Like, that's pretty much all you guys need to know. Like, yesterday was Council's birthday, and I wanted to make it a night to remember. And so I did just that. And this is the price you pay.
Yeah.
When you're such a good sister.
I understand. Now you're paying the price, and we hate to see it.
Ugh, I am so unwell, you guys. Like, usually when I come hungover on the show, it's like that sweet spot of the hangover where you're, like, still drunk.
Yes.
And it's like you're kind of, like, giddy, and then it hits you later. That is not me today.
Okay, but at least you're further through your hangover, like you're closer to the light.
I really like your positive spin. I really do. Thank you. I appreciate the effort.
You know, and sometimes doing the show, it can be a good distraction. Sometimes I'll come on here with terrible cramps or a migraine. 40 minutes later, I'm feeling a little better.
I agree. But also, the show is the thing that, like, gets me out of bed. And for that, like, I hate the show today.
Yeah, because, like, you didn't want to get out of bed.
No, I almost called and was like, I'm not going to make it. Like, I'm in such bad shape. Like, honestly, I'm getting an IV right after this, which I'm really hoping is going to turn things around, because I have to drive to the Hamptons. Like, and I'm like, if I think about tequila for too long, I will throw up. Like, dead serious. Like, I will. So, just don't talk about alcohol, okay? Like,
I wasn't gonna.
You know, like, when you're flashing back to the night, and, like, you think of, like, the really syrupy tequila.
No, and you think of, like, the shot
that did it.
The shot where you should have stopped.
I knew exactly which one it was, and Brian ordered it.
Like, you know what? I mean, obviously, now you don't want to hear of, like, good
don't tips start and with
tricks.
Me.
But, like, you have enough of these experiences, which I've been where you've been, and, like, it is the worst feeling on earth. I go out of my way to avoid it at all costs, which is why
I get it. You're so great.
No. But this is, you can still have fun, but, like, now you know which shot was the one that did you in, right?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, like, I wanted to take it. And, like, honestly, I don't even know if I regret it. Like, I really wanted it in the moment. And so, like, normalize wanting things in the moment. Like,
okay.
I wanted it.
And, like, then normalize paying the price.
No, I'm not on board with that.
Okay. Well, we're here for you. We're all here for you. We thank you so much for showing up. It's Friday, though. We've got to get down on Friday.
Got to.
And then you're free as a bird, and you have everything to look forward to this weekend. You're such a good sister, so let the good memories carry you through this hangover.
Thank you. I will do just that. And, you know, I actually, what was I going to say? I had drinks with Dorinda.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. I met up with her. She was having dinner with Brian, and I met up with her. And honestly, I just was trying to keep up.
Yeah. So good times were had.
By all.
Any stories, any tea, anything you want to share?
No.
Okay.
Like, we were at the same table. We, like, didn't really talk that much, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I know how that goes.
It was just, like, a big table, you know?
Yeah, tables can be big.
I love big
tables. Actually, you know, in the era of COVID.
It was actually
In the era of COVID, like, your table actually can't be that big.
Sorry, it was actually, now that I think about it, the smallest table. Like, for eight people, it was literally this because it was like a cocktail table.
Yeah, but like people kept joining.
Chairs and chairs and chairs. And I swear to God, the table was this big.
That's hysterical.
So it actually wasn't a big table at all.
Damn. Well, we have a lot to share with you today, and we're going to get into it before we let you go for the weekend. School's out for the weekend.
School's out for summer.
Summer's like here.
No, by the way, don't say that. I'm not ready to show my legs.
Yesterday, no. Neither am I, but it didn't stop me. Yesterday, people thought it was snowing behind us. I know. And then someone thought it was like bird feathers. No, I'll tell you what it was.
Pollen.
I didn't lie when I said the allergies came for me this week.
I saw it when I was walking into the studio this morning. There's pollen like all over this air.
And it's as if we have trees and greenery in the city.
Wait, like if only we got the benefits.
It's as if we live in like a lush garden for the amount of pollen we have.
A gray garden.
So that's what that's about. But yeah, no, spring is upon us. So if you're somewhere where the weather is nice, I hope you have a great weekend. And let's usher them into the weekend in style, Claude. What do you think?
We never.
You've
go
already
out
ushered yourself stuff. Into the weekend.
No, I literally dug a grave for myself in the weekend, and I honestly, I have such a busy weekend. Like it's actually giving me so much anxiety.
You're gonna start feeling better so soon. You're getting an IV. That is 50% of the recovery.
Yeah, I agree.
And
but it's just like a long drive, and like I'm gonna get nauseous. Like I just can't.
You'll sit in the front. You'll keep your eyes on the road. I'll give you a nausea pill. You'll be okay.
I need to really reevaluate where I'm at after my IV.
Yeah. Don't worry about what you can't control. And you know what? If push comes to shove, if you need to wait and go a little later,
yeah,
you'll do that.
Shout out to IV Drips for hooking it up with the IV last minute.
We were going to do a live IV. While she sat here and did the show and had an IV.
But they couldn't get here in time.
That would have been iconic.
Iconic.
Maybe next time, because there will definitely be a next time.
Next time, there will certainly be a next time.
Okay, cool. Maybe next time when you know that you're going out, like I'll arrange it for you. Okay, I think without further ado, where are you? Where is Du? Obviously, could not come today.
No,
so many reasons.
He has a deadbeat mother who drunk again, you know, and he woke up and found her on the couch. And he's just, once again, making himself breakfast, you know? Like, that scene in Matilda, where her parents, like, don't care about her, but, like, she does the laundry and everything. Like, that is Theo this morning.
Totally. And I knew that Theo wasn't going to make it today. I almost brought brew.
I would have loved that.
I knew,
like,
you would have.
Why didn't you do that?
But with the IV here, like, I didn't want him to, like, get in the bag or anything.
Yeah,
could
yeah.
Can you imagine?
Start sniffing on some Zofran.
Yeah. So I just figured it was a no-pup sort of day.
That's the worst kind of day.
Yeah. But I think Brew's going to make an appearance sometime soon. He's been asking to come back to work with Mom.
I would love to see him, like, so desperately. He's so sickeningly, stunningly gorgeous.
He's so sick. It's so twisted.
It's disgusting.
I love him so dearly.
Me too.
Are you ready, without further ado, to get into the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast?
I am, and today's episode is brought to you by The Zebra. Think about all the things you purchased in quarantine. I've got a lot of new electronics. There was a brief moment with the beanbag. There's just like a lot going on. And after all the purchases this year, there's one of your biggest purchases of the year, insurance. Americans overspend on car and home insurance by billions every year, and that's money that could have spent on more retail therapy. More beanbags. That's where The Zebra can help you. The Zebra is the nation's leading insurance comparison site for car and home insurance. In minutes, you can compare policies from every major provider for free, all in one independent marketplace. After a few quick questions, The Zebra pairs people with the right insurance company for them, helping everyone save time and money. You can buy online or over the phone with one of their licensed insurance agents. Make insurance your smartest purchase yet. Visit thezebra.com/toast. That's thezebra.com/toast. Thezebra.com/toast.
Love it. Okay, first story, some sad news for you. Sorry to make this day even harder. But
kicking me while I'm down.
Kim and Croy's Don't Be Tardy has been canceled after 8 seasons.
Are you serious?
Bravo has canceled Kim Zolciak and Croy Bierman's Real Housewives of Atlanta spinoff, Don't Be Tardy, after 8.
I'm so upset. Are you serious?
That's what Page Six is reporting. An insider told Page Six on Friday.
But why? It's so good.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I'm so upset. Like, I'm literally on the verge of tears. How could they do this to us? Question mark.
I don't know. I feel like for so long, like, we thought it was always, like, never coming back. And then, like, it always came back. So we got used to it coming back.
Oh, my God. I'm so upset because now, like, the Biermans are officially, like, not on Bravo.
Yeah.
In any real way.
Yeah. Well, Brielle's on Sunday for the kids special.
No, but you know what I mean? On like a recurring show.
Yeah.
That makes me really sad.
Yeah.
Maybe this means like a Kim Zolciak return to Real Housewives of Atlanta. Like, I would love that.
You never know.
Oh my God, I'm devastated. I'm shocked.
TMZ was the first to report the news of the show's cancellation, which means like...
It's legit.
It's legit.
I'm genuinely surprised.
Yeah.
And devastated.
It's a loss, for sure.
No, and their ratings must be low because like, I didn't even hear that it got canceled. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But I've also been like in a coma for the last 12 hours, so...
Right, so how would you have known?
When would I have heard?
Yeah.
I'm devastated.
I'm like, sorry to do this to you today.
No.
Today of all days.
It's just one of those shows that, like, people don't watch, and they should.
I understand. If anybody understands that, it's me.
It is the society of Bravo.
Yeah, perhaps. But it had 8 seasons. That's pretty respectable.
Yeah, I guess. And everything must end at some point. And she's honestly one of the only housewives who's gotten their own spinoff show. Successfully.
Yeah.
Bethany Ever After was canceled.
Yeah.
Bethany Getting Married. 8 seasons is a lot. Yeah. Have any of them else had their own show? It's kind of crazy how like...
Lisa Vanderpump.
Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. So like people don't give Kim Zolciak like the credit because she left Real Housewives of Atlanta in kind of a disgraceful way. But she really is. It's very impressive. She's
this
like
is
one
a
of the
success
only one,
story.
Yeah. One of the only housewives to carry like her own show for 8 seasons. That's crazy.
Yeah. And you never know. I feel like they could come back to TV in a different way. Like, I could see Brielle on Summer House.
That's an amazing idea.
So let's just put it out into the universe. Brielle on Summer House.
We need Brielle on something.
Yeah.
Remember when Brielle, like, went to LA to be the next Juliana Rancic, like, on the show?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, girl, like, that's what everyone wants to do. Get in line.
I know, but she has, like, a good chance. If anybody could do it, it would have been her.
That's true.
But then she didn't do it.
But then Juliana Rancic, like, never left, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to have to... take that job from her cold dead fingers.
Yes. Did you watch any more Bold Type yesterday?
I did. I watched a few episodes. I'm just like, I'm such a Sutton, you know?
I mean, I know.
And I literally called Jackie like 10 minutes into the first episode. I was like, I do not like Sutton. She was like, you're wrong. Just wait. Boy, was I wrong. She's the only one with a good head on her shoulders. Jane? I can't.
Yeah.
I literally can't. Like with the worst, like, okay, there's layoffs coming. And... they can't tell anyone that there's layoffs coming, but Jacqueline gave Jane a heads up and was like, you need to start writing about shit people actually want to read about. Like, great, you're passionate about politics. Nobody fucking cares. Write about, you know, ass facials, you know? And she's like ignoring Jacqueline's advice. You know, she's like, no, I'll find my niche. And it's like, we know layoffs is coming. It's like, you dumb bitch. Like, this woman tried to warn you. And of course she didn't end up getting laid off, but deadass, that's bad business because she should have got laid off. She's a liability to this company.
Yeah.
Being so reckless when that stripper sued her and then like going to the woman's place of work against her legal counsel, who was Richard, by the way. Like the dumbest bitch ever.
Yeah. Just wait. She has her moment of
what?
Of justice. Like where she finally, like where I feel like she finally like
learns her lesson.
Yeah. Sandra learned her lesson.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Yeah. But I don't want to overhype it. It's
no,
just like how I read it. But speaking of shows being canceled, Hillary Duff is speaking out on why Adult Lizzie McGuire revival was axed.
This is like the drama nobody asked for. Like,
I know.
She got us all hyped up.
And also
crushed
like,
our dreams, never told us why. And honestly, I don't even give a shit anymore. Like, you could take that stupid reboot and shove it up your hairy ass.
Your big hairy ass.
That's the most iconic line from Mean Girls. I wish Regina got to finish it, you know, but then she got hit by a bus.
Yeah. Lizzie sent Disney into a tizzy. That seems to be the message from Hillary Duff regarding the cancellation of the revival of her iconic early 2000s show, Lizzie McGuire. She said, I think they're really trying to figure out what kind of content they want living on Disney Plus, and that doesn't totally align with like where I see Lizzie right now, she said during an appearance on the Jess Cagle show on Thursday. She said,
a rough last name, Cagle.
She said, I was very protective of her, and they're very protective of her. So they had different ideas of what it meant to protect Lizzie. She said, the one thing for me was just the way that she could connect with what was going on in people that were watching the show. And so for me, it only makes sense to shoot a show where she's acting like a 30-year-old in a modern world.
Wait, I'm dying that, like, all these people, these adults, are fighting about protecting a fictional character.
About like, protecting Lizzie.
No, literally, I need a memoir, Protecting Lizzie. Like, it sounds, like, iconic. Here's the thing. I'm sure Hillary wanted, like, Lizzie, you know, trying ecstasy, like,
Lizzie
doing things.
Lizzie being Kelsey from Younger.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes. And Disney, they're like, we're not going to take this nice girl and make her into a provocateur.
Yeah.
And honestly, I would... they reboot such shit these days. It's like, this one actually would be, like, fine.
No, I'm so glad this reboot didn't get off the ground. Every time a reboot doesn't happen, like, I am happy. Just I'm like, anti-reboot.
We could have been born, like, whenever, you know? But we decided, well, we didn't decide. We just happened to be born in the reboot era. And, like, for that, I'm annoyed. Like,
no, same.
Like, where I want to be alive in the original content era.
100%.
So, and then it's like all these reboots, and I know I sound like a broken clock or whatever the...
All these reboots and the paparazzi were at Dennis's funeral.
That is not what I was going to say. I don't even know. Oh, all these reboots and no season two of The Society. Like, that's what I was going to say, but yours was better.
Right, but that's what happens when we get original content. Like, I don't know, maybe they ran out of ideas. Like,
I can feel that because I don't know where they were taking it. I don't even think they knew where they were taking
The Society. I don't know either. They had, like, the Pied Piper, like, on the wall leading the dog. Children. And the dog.
The dog who was, like, transcending universes.
Yeah.
From one universe
where
to the other.
Where were they taking it?
No fucking idea.
I think it got canceled because they didn't know.
No, they literally could not come up with an ending because it was so... It's really Lost.
Why? Does Lost, spoiler alert, do they end up in it like they were in an alternate universe?
So this is me giving people time if they want to watch it. The ending was very ambiguous, and you were really meant to interpret it yourself, which was really fucking annoying. But the whole thing was that, like, the entire journey in the Lost, in the island, was some sort of purgatory, some sort of waiting room for the afterlife. Like, they had all died in the crash.
Oh.
I think. I've done extensive research. Nobody knows, not even the people who wrote the show. They don't know. Like,
they, like, want to leave it open.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't.
It was honestly one of the, it's regarded as one of the worst endings, like, of TV history, which I do agree with, but.
What would you have liked to see happen? They get rescued?
No, the thing is that, like, the second that the island became, like, voodoo monster, like, witchcraft, they were never going to get rescued because, like, this was, like, a fake island that never existed on any real, like, airplane radar. So what I would have liked for to happen is they got off the island at one point and then they went back. Like,
where did they go?
Home.
No.
They got off the island. They had this... It took four seasons, and all of them got off except one girl who, like, went crazy and, like, wanted to be one of the wildlings, you know? And they're like, we have to go back for Claire. And he was like, I have to go back. There's something I have to do. Like, everyone had their own reason for wanting to go back. I tell you, when these fucking morons went back to the island, I was like, I'm done with this show.
Yeah.
But then it's like, it was an alternate universe, so, like, it doesn't even matter. I don't know.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Money Heist. They, like, got away, spoiler alert, with the first heist, and they all were, like, living, they, like, robbed the bank, they had, like, so much money, they all went into their own corners of the world to hide out and live with the money, but, like, these two people that were in a couple who are so goddamn annoying, they, like, broke up after a few years, so the guy, like, left the island that they were at, and he got, like, tracked on the way, and they caught him, and he went to jail, well, not even jail, like, a torture chamber, and in order to get him out, they went into another bank and did the same thing again.
No. Like, the decision-making skills of the characters in certain TV shows is so dumb and frustrating, it could kill a woman.
No, and also, what's so crazy is in this second heist, like, someone else, one of the other members of the squad dies. Spoiler alert, I think it was Nairobi, if I remember, and, like, she died so that, like, he could get out of jail for a mistake that he made, like...
Jesus died for our sins.
Nairobi died for his sins.
Stop. Before we continue, I just want to let everyone know that today's episode is also brought to you by Jinx, an online dog wellness brand that offers nutrient-rich, all-natural, clean kibble meal toppers, treats, and dental chews, delivering balanced nutrition in every bite that arrives directly to your door. After all, dogs have evolved from their wolf-like ancestors. They are 21st century omnivores that require both meat and plant-based nutrients, which better suit their lifestyle that include a lot more sleeping and a lot less hunting. So Jinx offers a complete all-natural nutrition solution for your pup. Premium, clean-label kibble that is powder powered by superfood, backed by science. It is full with lean proteins, 20 plus superfoods, and a patented probiotic. It is a limited ingredient treats. They also offer limited ingredient treats with superfood. So they really have you covered from start to finish. The website is thinkjinx.com, and the Instagram is also thinkjinx.com.
And if you use code TOAST50 on the website, thinkjinx.com, you can get 50% off your first order. So that's TOAST50 at thinkjinx.com.
Love it. Okay, Claudia, your IV has arrived. Would you like to stop the stream? We'll start a new one.
No.
And plug you in.
No, I think we should just like do it. Like
a live IV.
Are you open to, we're live right now. Are you open to doing it while we're live? Like I wouldn't mind doing it. And you could like sit right next to me. You can introduce yourself. Let's set up the mic. Let's give her a mic. I'm just like, I'm so. You have what? I'm not prepared. No, you look stunning. Yeah. You can say no if you want to also, but we're going to have fun. Come join.
That is so funny. I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited about it. She's got a big suitcase with lots of life-saving medicines. Like, it's going to be great.
What's in that suitcase is going to change your life. Maybe. You go first, please. Okay, yeah. You first.
No, I'm like...
I love an IV.
I have been obsessed with IVs.
No, it's once you start, you just can't stop.
You just can't stop.
And one time I did do a preemptive IV, so I got one. Like when we were at Stagecoach one year, I got one before the first day. That way the whole weekend I was super hydrated, so even though I was drinking...
That's so smart.
It was a beautiful thing. So
I got one last week, and I think I honestly would be in worse shape. Now,
today,
like I've gotten one now 2 weeks in a row. I'm starting to do it like a weekly thing,
right? Because that's more water than like you ever drank
in my life, and that's really why I like IVs, because I have a really hard time drinking
getting
water.
The water down.
Like this is me this morning, like it's right here.
I need to do a motivational water gallon today. I don't do it every day.
It's so much work.
It's so much work. And if yesterday I was like back to back all day, I was barely in my house. It was like a real day pre March 2020. Mm-hmm. And so I can't, the bottle's too big and heavy. I can't walk around with it. So I wouldn't have been able to drink it all day. But today I'm going to I'm making a to-do list today because I have so many like small
You're
things
making
to
a
do.
List and checking it twice?
Yep. I'm going to find out who's naughty and nice because I have so many small things to do, like returns, emails to respond to. I need to get clothes for our trip next week.
I know.
I need to make a to-do list and then I'm going to start checking it off. Like I'm actually really excited. I think today's going to be a productive
We're
day
We're just
for
having
me.
Like two totally different days.
No, I know. But now that your IV is here, like I don't feel bad talking about productivity.
No. I already feel better. Like and I didn't even
placebo.
Get anything injected.
It's
like,
the idea of it.
It's the idea of it. Well, we can keep going with the show.
Okay. Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Because Sex and the City's Smith Jared has not been asked back.
Everyone, this is Marisol. Hi, Marisol.
Hi.
Thank you so much for coming on short notice. I'm so grateful for you. And it's also Nurse Appreciation Week, so give it up for Marisol.
Yay!
So I have a little bruise here from, I got an IV last week. I just wanted to, I don't know if that's bad or anything.
Is it okay if you put it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do your elbow.
You know, actually I have very frail veins because I'm so skinny. So I have heard that I have a hard time finding veins in my elbow, but you let me know.
We could also switch seats if you need to do your other hand.
We'll get there, but I think we're fine.
I'm so veiny. Like, I'm ready for an IV at all times.
Yeah, like, let's just shoot it up. Like
chat and drip.
We'll chat. We're talking about Sex and the City. What's the tea?
Smith Jarrett has not been asked back for the reboot.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. Sex and the City star Jason Lewis, who played Samantha's young model, Beau Smith Jarrett, different from boyfriend...
Businessman Bo,
hasn't been asked back to HBO for the reboot.
That's
said,
very upsetting.
I have not, but I would be the last to know, he told the Daily Front Row. As much as I appreciate the flattery, the conversation is about the girls. He's just the latest in the series' male love interests who aren't coming back. In February, Page Six exclusively reported that Chris Noth, who played Mr. Big, had not been approached for the reboot either. That's weird that he hadn't been approached, Mr. Big.
Yeah.
I know we talked
about
this.
They made
the
announcement.
No, but like... I thought if Big wasn't coming back, it's because Chris Noth was, like, busy with other projects.
Oh, like, he turned it down.
Yes.
Not they turned him down.
Right.
Agreed.
That's crazy. Like, he is the show.
100%.
So, I mean, we already talked about why he probably won't be back, and they're probably going to, spoiler alert, kill him off, so that Carrie can go back to being, like, annoying as fuck, like running around. And Aiden's coming back.
He is?
Right? I don't know why I thought I heard that.
I feel like this is like an alternate ending to Sex and the City. Like,
yeah, Carrie wants her cake and wants to eat it too.
Yeah.
She wants to have her cake and eat it too.
She's disgusting. I literally can't stand her.
And I mean, Smith Jarrett not coming back makes a little bit of sense because he was holding Samantha back.
But yes.
It would have been nice to have him come back in like a friend capacity.
And they're
like,
broken up.
Yeah, they're broken up, but like he was, they could still be friends.
Agreed. So normalize being friends with your ex.
Right. Especially if you're Samantha and like you just have so much like love in your heart
yeah.
and friendship to give.
Yeah.
So it would have been nice to see him because he was just a good character.
Agreed.
But at least like my personal non-negotiables are coming back.
How the IV is in out.
If you have needle phobia, this might not be the episode for you.
I have needle phobia.
Do you?
No.
No. If you did, you wouldn't be calling an IV every week.
No, literally.
What were you saying? Oh, we're in. Okay. Wow, this is crazy. Like, modern technology.
Yeah. No, like, nothing's going to stop you from doing your show.
No, literally. So, wow.
So what is in the pack?
Right.
Let's see it.
Oh, wow. This is really, like, a legit operation.
Nice.
I'm just not going to look, you know?
Yeah. I'll let you know if there's anything you should know. So who, aside from the four girls, do you need to see in the reboot?
Oh, good question. Steve.
Oh, no.
No? I love Steve.
No. Harry, period.
Harry, period. Magda has passed away.
Oh, my God.
Which is really sad because she was iconic. Mm-hmm. And who else? They honestly have, like, the worst characters. Like,
oh, Stanford.
And I could live without
and
him.
And Anthony.
I could live without him.
You could live without him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's definitely a bonus, but I'm just glad Charlotte and Harry are still together.
Well, we don't even know that, but hopefully.
If they're not, then the show doesn't work.
No, but it's
work.
Like they're deciding to ruin the show. Like, literally do everything possible to make it the worst possible thing.
Where's the pack?
It's coming.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, the pack is coming.
I just got my needle ready. I'm just like, me and my veins are so...
You're so...
We're playing hard to get.
You're so vascular.
I'm so vascular.
You're feeling so vascular today.
I am.
Okay, ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Because it's, again, about true love, sort of. Real Housewives of New Jersey's Dolores Catania reacts to her ex, Frank, calling himself her soulmate on Watch What Happens Live.
Which was such a sweet moment.
She said, safe to say, I agree. Aww. Dolores is not denying that her ex-husband, Frank, is her soulmate. On Wednesday on Watch What Happens Live, he declared that even though we're not romantically involved, I'm still her soulmate. Dolores reacted to the comment while speaking with E! News, agreeing that they've bonded for a long time, though she doesn't expect they'll be re-entering a romantic relationship again.
It's too bad.
She said, safe to say I agree with him. You know, a soulmate I don't think has to be an intimate relationship.
Agreed.
A soulmate can be a dog. A soulmate can be a child. Yes, stop, like Cameron and Louis.
No, I'm going to cry. By the way, because this is literally that scene in the Sex and the City. What if Charlotte's so sweet and she was like, what if we were each other's soulmates? And all the women, like, are trying not to laugh at her, like, but it was really sweet.
Yeah, or a best friend. And Frank is definitely my soulmate in the fact that I've done past life things. And it says me and Frank have been bonded for a long time together, so I could see that. So this actually, like, feels to me so complete because...
Mature.
And no, and the psychic said that David wasn't her soulmate. And that doesn't mean that her soulmate is out there and she needs to go find him.
Right,
it's
right.
It's because Frank is her soulmate and David's just is her man's.
100%.
And so to me, this makes the whole situation even more beautiful, blended, and I love it.
That's actually a really good call, and it makes sense. Like, this is the puzzle piece to, like, figure out, like, why did the psychic say that it wasn't your soulmate? No, like, and you know what? Like, not every person is going to be your soulmate. Like, some people just are comfortable together, and I think what Dolores has is a really, really nice life.
A really, really nice life. I think she sees it that way, too.
And if I was Dolores and I was in my 50s and that was my life, I would be so happy.
Yeah, I so agree.
Cool.
It's the season of Dolores.
100%.
Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Is it brought to you by Hair Food? I just have a lot going on over here.
Do you?
Yeah.
I didn't notice. It is brought to you by Hair Food.
By the way, I'm obsessed with Hair Food
also,
products.
Also, like, I love when I get to do the read.
Do you?
Yes, like, not because I don't do them every day. It, like, can be fun, you know,
to
switch things up.
I don't like doing the stories.
Hair Food offers simple, superfood-inspired products that will make your hair look and feel amazing. Whatever hair texture or hair type you have, Hair Food has a recipe for you. In addition to their beloved nourishing coconut milk and chai spice collection, you've got to try some of their new recipes. The apple cider vinegar hair rinse is perfect for days when your hair needs a gentle cleanse before conditioning, no shampoo needed. The turmeric and almond oil detangling milk takes care of the most stubborn knots and reduces frizz.
That one's pretty good, too.
And the shea butter and pear color repair concentrate makes overprocessed hair look vibrant and healthy, and they all smell so good. You guys, this ad read is making me hungry.
Literally.
And also, this is literally a wellness retreat for your hair.
Yeah.
Every Hair Food product is free of sulfates, paraben, dyes, mineral oils, and is certified PETA cruelty-free. We love to see it. We love Hair Food. We take pride in our very shiny hair, so we are always my shiny hair and me.
My shiny teeth and me.
So we are always looking for products our hair can digest, ingest, in order to be more beautiful, stunning, and smart. And Hair Food is the product for us. The apple cider vinegar rinse is amazing. Sometimes your hair needs a cleanse.
And apple cider vinegar has so many, like, good benefits for hair and
hair growth, hair stimulating the roots. Like, there's so many. So the fact that there's like a legit product with it is amazing, and it really is a very, very good product.
Apple cider vinegar is one of those ingredients that like can yes. transform so many different areas of your life and your body. So like, imagine what it does for your hair. Yep. You don't have to imagine anymore with hair food. So if you're looking for nourished, healthy hair, it's gotta be hair food. Look for it at Amazon, Walmart, and Target. That's hair food, everything of the sort. Take our word for it. We love it. How'd I do?
Excellent. I'm very impressed.
Thanks. Okay, now you look ready for our fifth and final story.
Do I?
Twitter is launching a tip jar to let you send money to your favorite tweeters.
Great.
Twitter has soft launched Tip Jar, a new feature to make it easier for power users to earn money from their followers. Starting on Thursday, anyone using Twitter in English can send tips using the iOS and Android app to eligible accounts. On Twitter's Android app, users can also send tips from within the Spaces live audio chat feature. Oh, do they have a Clubhouse-like feature?
Yes, everyone does. I think Facebook's getting one too.
Called like, Spaces?
I don't know.
I think that's what
Twitter
that
Spaces. Yes, Twitter sorry. Spaces. I wasn't listening. I'm being just being honest.
No, that's fine. You literally have a needle in your arm.
Yeah.
For now, Twitter has enabled Tip Jar for a limited group of people who use Twitter in English, which includes creators, journalists, experts, and nonprofit organizations. Twitter plans
Great.
To
widen. Can't wait to hear from my favorite journalists.
Can't wait to tip them. Twitter plans to widen the rollout of Tip Jar to more people and to expand it to more languages. Twitter is not taking any cut of Tip Jar
donations. Oh, that's good. But honestly, like, Twitter needs to stop what they're doing, like, immediately and just truly give up and go home.
Twitter,
like,
freeze.
Yeah, like, stop all these new innovations. First of all, you look like a clown. Like, no one cares. Mm-hmm. And second of all, like, just stop. Like, you're embarrassing yourself. Go home. Yeah, you're no, drunk.
I'm not here for this in any way, shape, or form. But, you know, it's not like it's being forced upon anyone. If you want to tip your favorite creators on Twitter, I guess you can go and do that.
Yeah.
If that's
the whole concept of tipping seems bizarre for creators, because feels like for the most part, like, you should really just, like, it's a service, like, you should receive content in exchange for money.
I guess the content is like this fire tweet.
Oh, great. Yeah. There's so many of them.
But you know when, like, someone's tweet goes viral, someone who's not a public person.
Yes.
They either experience something funny or had a funny thought, whatever, and it goes viral. And then beneath it, they'll be like, check out my SoundCloud, whatever it is.
Yes.
But now it could be like, you could be tipped for that.
That is a very, very good call, because people who go viral make so much content for, like, news outlets and all these other, like, companies, meme pages, like, but they themselves make no money from it.
Yeah.
From viral moments.
So it could be a good feature for that. Okay, the IV is ready. Out of the bag. Well, no, it's in the bag, of course.
Yeah, it's no,
bag.
It's water everywhere. No,
there was a spillage. Sorry, that was really confusing.
No, the we IV, are getting ready, you
the
guys.
The IV is out of the bag that it came in. Still in its bag.
And I think the Zofran is getting lit up.
The IV bag looks like when you get a fish at the fair.
Yes.
And they put a fish in
the
a
goldfish in a bag.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
But then you grow up and instead it's electrolytes and Zofran.
That is literally like the most water I have ever drank. It's like the biggest thing.
That's water. More water than you drink in a month, probably.
Yeah.
But if you include LaCroix.
Oh, well, if I include LaCroix Bierman, I am... can we talk a little bit about TV recap? Because
yeah.
I did not watch Kardashians, but I did watch Summer House recap part two. And it was honestly,
when did you find the time? Seriously.
I got a screener.
Okay, good. Because otherwise, like, I didn't even watch Kardashians.
Right. Oh, you didn't.
No, okay. I got home from dinner so late. I finished my book last night, not to go into my thing, but it was such a good book called The American Heiress by Daisy Goodwin. If you're into Downton Abbey, it's this book. Like, literally, it was so good. It was so good. Enjoy it. Okay, that's my endorsement.
Oh, it was just, like, kind of boring. I really feel like they didn't need a part two. Everyone was just, like, really, like, bullying Hannah. And even though, like, I don't agree with most of Hannah's decisions, like, you did end up feeling bad for her. Like, everyone was just, like, on her. Like, even towards the end, she, like, tried to apologize. And I just don't think she's, like, the most sincere person in the world, especially with her apologies. And they were just, like, she was just trying towards the end. And they were, like, oh, you're so fake. Like, in the middle of her apology, when she's just, like, literally been on an apology tour, like, this reunion. It is really sad to see the dissolution of her and Amanda's friendship, I will say that. And Luke, like, kind of said, like, the most fucked up thing ever, and Hannah walked away and started crying. Because basically the whole premise is that, like, for the past couple summers, Luke and Hannah, like, have had this thing. And then this summer, like, Hannah came in, like, ready to date him and stuff. They've been talking all winter. And he acts like he never met her. And he is kind of gaslighting her. She definitely is into him more than he's into her. But he's acting like nothing ever happened.
And while this is happening, is she already in her new relationship?
No, but okay. She literally, like, goes to Des, like, kind of as, like, a rebound, but ends up falling in love.
Okay.
So he did her a favor. But, like, the whole season was just, like, will they, won't they? Who's telling the truth?
Here she comes.
And I really feel like, yeah, we can start. Hit it up. So it's a little yellow.
So that's the vitamin B complex.
That's the vitamin B complex.
And zinc.
Zinc. Oh, I love zinc.
Love zinc. That's actually great for you, zinc.
Yeah, why?
It's just, like, a great...
Oh, I thought you meant, like, for me specifically.
No, for oneself.
Oh my God, I can't wait to just get started, like, and be done, you know?
Yeah. When I would have an IV, I'd, like, be laying, and then I would slowly be able to rise.
Sometimes it stings. Okay, I'll let you know.
Sometimes it stinks?
Stings, like, if it is going too fast into your arm, I think.
Got it. Okay.
But I'm feeling something.
Drip, drip. I got to take a picture of this.
Yeah, of course. Like,
seriously.
Might as well get in it. Smile. She's busy.
Okay, well, that's good, too. What a shit show.
No, literally, but this is so us.
This is so us. I'm surprised this is the first time this has happened.
I know.
Jimmy, but basically, take a picture of all of us. Basically, we all could get an IV.
What I was going to say about Summer House is that he ended up basically just saying, like, Hannah was like, I'm confused. Like, you invited me out to Minnesota to meet your family. Like, what? You've just been, like, lying this whole time. And he basically was like, I never wanted to take you to Minnesota. Production asked me to. And that's why Hannah, like, stormed off and cried. Are we going?
Now we're ready for the picture.
Okay, let's take a picture.
Okay. So cute.
I'm so excited to be doing this. So for the most part, it was a good season, but the second part of Summer House was not great. Why
are
you laughing?
Look at your frame. Wait, go to Claudia's solo. Look at this.
You guys, this is literally the best thing I've ever done. We should get IVs every week on the toast.
Every Friday, just to set us on the right foot for the weekend.
So okay, that's my
sorry,
recap.
I keep interrupting.
No, that's okay. I'm just trying to get through. It was honestly a boring episode. It was the first time I ever felt like part one of the reunion was more interesting than part two.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think they needed a part two.
Very cool. I mean, everyone was talking about it. I'm still going to try and catch up. The only thing that I saw that I felt like I needed to comment on was Paige's dress, which was so fucking sickening.
So fucking sickening.
That I might have to go and find it.
You
now.
Should go find it. Ariana Grande wore it. She looked so good. When I saw a picture of it, I didn't like die for it, but it was the perfect reunion dress because you're shot from the waist up, and she just looked like so stunning, beautiful, and smart, and like I just live for her. She's really such like an iconic reality star who never gets involved in drama, especially because this season it's like her two best friends and she just wants no part of it.
Oh, but that's like that works for everyone.
Yeah, like Andy was like, why won't you take a side? Like, because if she did take a side, Hannah really is her best friend. They have a podcast together, but like Amanda is also, she's gonna be a bridesmaid in Amanda's wedding, so it's like,
and you know what? Eventually, like, Hannah and Amanda will figure it out.
Yes.
Because, like, that's how the reality tides turn. And then Paige is, like, left holding the IV bag.
Unless Hannah gets fired or doesn't come back to the show.
Oh, yeah. But it seems like she is, like, the center of the
drama. Of course. Like, there would be... I don't even know what I would be talking about if it weren't for Hannah. So, there's value in that.
Yeah. And she also does chat room and stuff. So, Bravo really likes her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was boring, but I really enjoyed becoming a Summer House stan this year. I wish I got on earlier, but you know.
People try, like, have been trying to tell us
for so long, and I refuse to listen. I'm just like, I'm so busy, you guys. Like,
unless Brian Kelly tells you to do it.
And that's who told me to do it.
Yeah, then you can't hear it.
So you didn't watch Kardashians?
No, I didn't, because I wanted to catch up on the last few episodes, and we got home like late last night from dinner.
From dinner.
And I wanted to finish my book, and I knew you weren't going to watch it. So I was like, yeah. Get the night off.
But
apparently
show.
It was like emotional because it was the one where they tell the cast and crew.
Oh, I actually would enjoy that, I think.
Yeah. No, same. I just wanted to like watch it in my own time. That is our show. I'm so glad that you...
I'm so glad this worked out. We like love a shit show, like panic moment here.
We do. It's been a while.
I'm honestly already feeling better from the show.
Mean, if you watched the beginning where you couldn't even say the word tequila.
No, I could say now tequila. I actually feel like...
Look at that. I don't know. Full recovery. If that's not a stunning endorsement for IV Drips.
Oh, yeah. Check out IV Drips, you guys. Killer service.
Killer service will bring you back from the dead.
Look at me now.
Yep. There's no other endorsement that you need other than watching this episode.
Yeah. Oh. That's our show, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places. So wherever you listen to podcasts, find us, The Morning Toast, and leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are. Thank you guys for a great week of shows and a great week of being alive.
Totally. We will see you on Monday. Have an amazing weekend. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.